mean, after years after you have advertised, you have gone ahead and you have even handed over the hotel technically to Rock City. Into blatant disregard for due process, abuse of power, arm twisting. Into if you look at all the grounds, this deal stinks to the high heavens. This deal, no, and yet in the national interest, and benefiting. And you see, young guy say, and yet Ghana workers, oh, Ghanaian workers, on musika, their sweat and toil. Yen yena ya ye juma, u CJ, wa ye juma, morning, oh, sorry, I'm sure about 3 a.m. on the or 4 a.m. on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Sweat and toil with deductions, and I yet DSC hotels way. Meanwhile, these hotels, yen yena ye nim say, Asase, ewo Ghana is always appreciating. And look at the prime location. Shebebi a Labadi Beach Hotel. Labadi Beach Hotel is the biggest big front hotel, beachfront hotel in Ghana. Shebebi a Lapam, Ridge Royal, Elmina. These are prime locations. Asase nkwa, these are fixed assets which are always appreciating. SNIT, you exist for long term so that when workers are retired, a bibe retired 10 years, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, or more retire, you will have strategic investments. Why are you relinquishing your majority share, 60%? Why? Who is taking that decision? Who did they consult? Have they engaged the workers? And if you listen to organized labor and DRA, almost say they have not been consulted. They are not aware. This is SNIT, pension funds. Meanwhile, you are taking such a major decision, a bit affecting pensions, a bit affecting the future survivor of Ghanaian workers when they have retired. And then current Ghanaian workers who work in these hotels, because when what kind of documents now, the Honorable Brian Champ will have a controlling stake. He decides what to do. There is no guarantee, say, even the current workers at these hotels will be maintained. Who is taking these decisions?
No, but Honorable, I don't know. Is it the case, say, you don't trust Rock City to be able to turn around the fortunes of these hotels? Yeah, Budi. And now, because of how politically exposed Honorable Brian Echampo, Enuntina will raise these red flags. How pan say?
So me how pan say SNIT for no the decision. I have gone back to basics, the background, the fundamental. Say this decision to offload 60% shares in this investment, you're wrong. That's where we must start from. Until you will come to Brian Champo and Rock City later. Mm-hmm. I don't mind even if it was going to an NDC person, going to whoever, somebody from Northton, I don't care. I am first of all questioning the rationale, the policy decision. How is that in the national interest? Hotels are omoya adie. Labadi Beach Hotel are etua dividends. Your fixed assets are assassina your war are appreciated every year. Meanwhile, ukohu the valuation, which has been, totally reduced, devalued, which is not in the national. If you hear some of the figures, you share what they are planning to do at Elmina, you weep for Ghana. Meanwhile, these are strategic assets. You are talking about pension funds. You must have long-term investments. Why are you divesting yourself of 60% from these hotels, profitable hotels? I'm saying, sir, the decision itself, no, it is not strategic. It is not in the national interest. Mbwa or mine, Mbwa Ghanaian workers. And SNIT ought not to have taken this decision.
Okay, inti, and you say, Bia, when in a son, Honorable Brian Echampo.
And no, I have raised that. I also know I have issues. And I have told you, sir, me consistently, I have said, and it's not about Brian Echampo as Brian Champo. We are colleagues in parliament. We serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee together. Yan and I are called the same school, Presec. We are all of that, yes, and all of that. But me is the principal. It's not, it's nothing personal.